Young people are moving back home because, of course, they too have lost jobs. About a third of those lost in this downturn, 2.5 million, and that number is expected to rise. African American and Latino youth are hit doubly hard. In fact, for them, this recession has brought depression-level joblessness. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says the unemployment rate for African American teens is a whopping 40%, and for Latinos, about 30%. Joining us to talk about that is Diedrich Mohammed. He's a senior organizer with the Institute for Policy Studies Program on Inequality and the Common Good. He's here in our studio. And Cheryl Freeman Smith directs workforce development and diversity at the Chicago Urban League and joins us by phone from Chicago. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Diedrich, what is driving this massive unemployment rate for African Americans and Latinos?
Well, immediately, I mean, clearly the recession is having a dramatic impact on the entire economy, and it's disproportionately hurting those who are the weakest in this economy. I mean, I always like to highlight that during the year, that African American community as a whole never really recovered from the 2000 recession. The employment rate decreased. The average income decreased about 2% in each cases between the supposedly good times of 2001 to 2006. And so you already had an economically weakened community where African Americans only have about 10% of the wealth of white Americans. And so oftentimes the last one hired is the first one fired. And this is too often the case for minority youth.
Does education make a difference? I mean, is it, you know, less impact for college graduates?
That's clearly the case, that those who have had the highest job loss as a whole in this recession have been those who have either don't have a full four-year degree, might have associate's degree, or might just have a high school diploma, and African Americans are disproportionately there. But it's also true that African Americans over the last 30, 40 years have had great increases in college graduation rates. But again, first generation, I think we'll find college students are having a harder time in this recession than those who have been going historically for years.
Cheryl, what kinds of stories are you hearing from the young people you're trying to help there in Chicago?
Well, over this summer, we had a summer youth program. It was sponsored through the American Recovery Dollars, and we were able to help 273 youth between the age of 14 and 24 find employment. And it was a very challenging time. This was subsidized employment, and we had over 90 college students come and apply and work with us, but there were just no other jobs that were really available for them over the summer. And that was very disheartening because a lot of them just wanted to continue college and they just couldn't afford it. And so I see this having a huge impact in the long run. Overall, I've seen both the college student and the college graduate and the younger students have a very difficult time. The younger students, the ages, you know, 16 to 18 that would have taken the job at Walmart or at Burger King or something like that, well, now we've got seniors that are working longer. So those individuals are having a more difficult time finding employment because seniors are in those positions. And then for the college graduates, individuals that may have been a little more seasoned in employment are taking the entry-level positions because of the recession at this time.
So there's kind of a domino effect there.
Correct.
Diedrich, you mentioned that a lot of these problems predate the recession. Can you give me an idea of what other issues are at play here that, we've had chronically high unemployment in this group?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's been chronically high unemployment in the African-American community as a whole. I mean, you have about a 10-point, I think it's 7 unemployment rate currently nationwide. And, you know, that's a pretty fairly standard unemployment rate for the African-American community. I mean, there were some record lows of around 9% during the Clinton era. But African-Americans have never really been integrated into the workforce, and particularly once even in the workforce, haven't been integrated into the higher income jobs. And so, so all of this has led to, and as African-Americans were really coming more and more into union jobs, manufacturing jobs, you saw a massive decline of the manufacturing and union jobs, which was the base of the great white middle class that really emerged in the 60s and 70s. And so all of these historical problems of African-Americans having the first opportunity for kind of equal civil rights post-60s also came at a time where the decline of the middle class economy was occurring. So this is is a long-term problem, and you know, any type of government response really needs to look at not just the emergency recession, but the long-term problem of how do we rebuild a middle-class economy that this time includes all Americans.
Cheryl, as you see young kids, they're really unable to break into the workforce. I mean, what's your sense of what these young people are doing when they can't find work?
At times, they're able to find internships, but those are dwindling. It's been very challenging for especially the younger youth, the ages 16 to 18. The African-American male youth between those ages are having a very difficult time, and that also leads to other, you know, systemic issues in the community.
You mean the crime?
Yes.
So what do you see?
Higher levels of crime, individuals taking an opportunity that is unethical and criminal when they would have really loved to have an opportunity, but they found themselves in a situation where there's just no employment for them.
And you said that you worry about a long-term impact of this.
The long-term impact is that if we look at the communities that are already hit the hardest, they've been in double-digit unemployment rates for years. And now that it's, you know, the recession, we've got some communities that are at 20 and 25% unemployment rate, which is a massive systemic issue which affects the entire community generationally, and just it allows for a lot of depression, allows for more criminal activity, and that's a challenge. You know, there are jobs, and the Chicago Urban League has been able to tap into looking at ways to train individuals for the jobs that are available, and the customized training for employment has seemed to be the better way to go, because you know, there are some jobs out there. You just have to have those skill sets to meet that employers need.
We have to take a short break, but when we return, we'll continue our conversation about job loss and young people with Cheryl Freeman-Smith of the Chicago Urban League and Diedrich Muhammad of the Institute for Policy Studies. Stay with us on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden. I'm Jennifer Ludden, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, can the skin tone of a political candidate determine his or her chances of winning a race? One study tried to find out. But first, we're continuing our discussion about how the recession is squeezing young people out of the workforce. I'm speaking with Cheryl Freeman-Smith, Director of Workforce Development and Diversity at the Chicago Urban League. Also, Diedrich Muhammad, a senior organizer with the Institute for Policy Studies program on inequality and the common good. Thanks for staying with us.
Thank you.
Diedrich, we see that college enrollment right now is at an all-time high, and you've mentioned that in recent decades, more and more African Americans are graduating from college. A lot of people seem to be going back to college or staying in if they can't get a job. Do you see that with blacks and Latinos?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't looked at data that tells me over the last couple of years more and more African Americans. And just by talking to people, I mean, and I do some work at Morgan State University, a black college in, based in Baltimore, and I'm always telling the students the best place to be right now is to be in school. But, you know, there's a challenge here. I mean, there's been studies about the college tuition rates have increased by, almost doubled since the 1980s, and the median wage has pretty much remained stagnant. So you're having kids who are trying to go to school full time, as are trying to work full time, and still coming out of college with debts, and then now we're in a situation where the employment situation doesn't look very good. So it's there's no doubt about why more and more young adults are moving back in with their parents, and I think you're going to find in 10, 20 years later you're going to find out that their parents are ending up moving back in with these young adults because of the great financial burden that's being faced by more and more middle class Americans, but particularly African Americans, Latinos, and Native Americans.
So it really really resonates through the whole family then.
Oh, clearly, clearly. And also, you know, and even these, you know, college, black college students who manage to graduate, you also find that a great challenge for them is they're not usually getting assistance so much from their community, their family and such. They are providing assistance. And so there's always this, what we call a great wealth divide that makes things that much more challenging and unstable. They don't have that kind of security of wealth to help them in these bad situations. So, of course, more and more people are going to be moving back into whatever humble things their parents might have.
Cheryl, you mentioned that one thing that might be working is really specific training programs targeted for certain fields where you say there are jobs.
Yes.
Like what?
There are high-tech manufacturing positions that are still available. Transportation, distribution, and logistics. It's also a booming industry. So if you went to get a commercial driver's license, that might be something to consider. Of course, nursing is still a big need in the community, as well as the lower levels, LPNs, as well as CNAs, which if you go to school for 6 months to a year and a half, those certifications are attainable.
Now, we've seen some cities use federal stimulus money to create maybe training programs, summer jobs programs, and so forth. Cheryl, what else would you like to see happen to address this huge joblessness among minority youth?
I think the intention was wonderful with the summer youth program. Unfortunately, we saw that the program really only assisted individuals that were low income, and there are African Americans that are not doing well, but maybe not considered low income according to the government standards, and that they're pretty low at this time. And so there were a lot of individuals that weren't able to have assistance that that truly needed it over this summer.
Okay.
For the summer program. So if some way we could create programs that assisted youth overall that weren't necessarily tied to income levels.
All right. Cheryl Freeman-Smith directs Workforce Development and Diversity at the Chicago Urban League and joined us by phone from Chicago. Diedrich Muhammad is Senior Organizer with the Institute for Policy Studies Program on Inequality and the Common Good, and he was here in our studios. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.